This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City. Good news in shoes.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
In chapter 14, verse 25 of 2 Kings, it says of Jeroboam that who was a king of Israel. Israel is the northern kingdom. Judah is the southern kingdom. This is after the division of the kingdom when Judah went one way and Israel went another way. But he restored the territory of Israel, the northern kingdom, from the entrance of Hamath to the Sea of Araba, according to the word of the Lord God of Israel, which he had spoken through his servant Jonah, the son of Amittai, the prophet from Gath. And so here we have Jonah. This is our first introduction to the prophet Jonah. He was a prophet in Israel, the northern kingdom. And he was a faithful prophet. He spoke the word of God to the Israelites and worked amongst the Jewish people in Samaria in the north. And during the reign of Jeroboam, the king, and Jeroboam reigned from 750 to 800, right in there, years before Christ. 750 to 800 years before Christ. And Jonah was a faithful prophet in Israel during that time. And that's what we want you to see. But Jonah was coming up on a test. Jonah would be tested as God tests his servants. And all of us get tested. They don't think it's strange that you get tested once in a while in 1 Peter 4:12. Testing is part of the Christian way of life. God builds character in us through testing. So Jonah would be tested, and God would call him to go outside of Israel, to depart from ministering to the Jewish people, go outside of Israel and go to an Assyrian city called Nineveh. And so that was the call that came on his life. And this should be no surprise to Jonah. God always made his intentions clear to the Jewish people and to the Jewish prophets. Isaiah 49:6, the B part of that verse, I will also give you as a light to the Gentiles. That the Jewish people and the Jewish prophets especially would be those who would carry the light of the message of God out into the Gentile nations. That you should be my salvation, or you should carry my salvation to the ends of the earth. So the gospel, the message of Yahweh, the message of the gospel would be going not just to the nation of Israel, but God would use Israel as his primary evangelists to take that message into all the other 200-and-something countries around the world. They would be the chosen group of people who would be the evangelists for God. Now, of course, you know they rejected that calling on their life, and God turned to disciples. He still got 12 Jewish men and began the church back in the book of Acts. And then even in the book of Revelation during the tribulation period, God will take 144,000 Jewish men and use them as evangelists to the world. So God is always keeping with that same intention to use the Jewish people to evangelize the gospel and the message of God into all the world. But Jonah had negative feelings towards the Ninevites. These were Assyrians. These were wicked people. These people were antagonistic to the Israelites for many, many, many years. No Jew liked the Assyrians. The Assyrians were not people you would talk to, not people you would hang around. You would not have anything to do with them. They were the enemies of Israel. But Jonah was called to go preach to them. So he had negative feelings towards them and did not want to obey God in that matter. Imagine that. He didn't want to do what God asked him to do because of his feelings. He didn't feel like it was something he was interested in. He could care less about the Ninevites. He didn't care if they all went to hell. In fact, you could ask him and he would say, fine, send them there. He had no compassion whatsoever, no feelings at all towards the Ninevite, and therefore he did not want to obey God in the matter. So instead, Jonah partially obeyed God. He tried to appease God. He said, well, I'll go somewhere. He did leave Israel. He said, I'll go somewhere, but it's not going to be to Nineveh. I'm going to choose another city in the Gentile world, and I'm going to choose a city that's much more attractive to me. And so he chose a different city. He went to Tarshish, which was a wealthy Gentile city. It's kind of like going to Vegas. You know, I think I'll just go in a place where everybody goes on vacation. It's a wealthy Gentile city. I'll go there, and that's where I'll take the ministry. But I'm not going to Nineveh. So he partially obeyed God. So he thought. Of course, partial obedience is not obedience at all. It's just a way out. But he went to Nineveh. He was heading for Nineveh. It was much more attractive to him. Much more attractive. And Jonah reveals in doing this his need. In doing this, Jonah reveals his need to be broken and to be humbled if he is to be of greater use to God. He's already a prophet. He's already a preacher. He already has a successful ministry in Israel. But now the test comes. Go to Nineveh. But he don't want Nineveh. He don't like Nineveh. He can't stand Nineveh. I'll tell you what, God, I'll go to Tarshish. And that's a Gentile city, and it's a nicer place to be. It's a much wealthier, hotels are nicer, the standard of living's higher, and I'll just go there. And so, of course, you know that God looks at that, and God says, I need to break him. I need to humble him. I need to make him more usable. I need to bring him to a place where he's willing to lay down his life for what I ask him to do. Psalm 119, verse 67, the psalmist said, before I was afflicted, I went astray. I always went astray. I always did my own thing. I always lived in my own feelings and did my own, went and chose my own paths before I was afflicted, before problems came. But when I was afflicted, that changed me. It humbled me. I couldn't do anything about it. And now, he says in Psalm 119:67, now I keep your word. I didn't before, but then affliction came and that broke me, and now I keep your word. So God used everyday things to break his servant Jonah's will. He used everyday things. He used the storm. He used the fish. He used everyday things to use those against Jonah to break his will and to bring brokenness into his life. If Jonah continues to think in the flesh towards Nineveh, which is what he was doing, if he continues to think in the flesh towards Nineveh, he will continue to be crushed by God. God is crushing that rebellious spirit. He's crushing it. He has a beautiful stallion in Jonah, but he's a wild stallion. He needs to be broken. And so he needs to be crushed. His spirit of rebellion needs to be crushed. And so if he continues to think this way in the flesh towards the Ninevites, then he will continue to be crushed by God. If he repents, if he changes his mind, repentance is changing your mind. If he repents, then he will put his feelings aside and put his obedience to God as his highest priority. If he changes his mind, if God reaches him and he adopts the mind of Christ, if he begins to think with God's thoughts, then he will, like Jesus Christ, put his thoughts aside, as Jesus did many, many times throughout his life, put his feelings aside, especially in the Garden of Gethsemane, we see it so vividly. He put his feelings aside and said, not my will, thy will be done. He put his feelings aside and chose God's will and obedience to the Father as the highest priority in his life. And that's how we overrule feelings. If I don't take a stand against my feelings will rule my life. And I'll always do those things I feel like doing, and then I won't do those things I don't feel like doing. My feelings will become my God. I'll be in obedience to my feelings. My emotions will be sitting on the throne of my life. And that's not what the Christian life is all about. You don't want that for your Christian life. You don't want your emotions sitting on the throne, telling you what you feel like doing and what you don't feel like doing. You want the Lord Jesus Christ on the throne of your life. And that means there'll come times in your life where you will have that same attitude, not my will, thy will. Not how I feel, but what you say. I don't feel like doing this, but I will do it because this is what God would want. And that's how Christians live their lives unto the Lord. This is what Jonah has to learn. And he was already an ordained prophet. He was already a preacher. He was already very successful. He should have been, if you would look at his life, you would think this must be a mature man of God. He should be there, but he still has these areas in his life, these blind spots that God goes after in the test. God reveals it by sending him to a place like Nineveh. So if he repents, he'll put his feelings aside. He'll put God and the obedience to the Lord as his highest priority. And, of course, we know that in his relationship with God, God doesn't hold it against him that he rebelled or that he was resistant or that he was negative. God never holds those things against us because Christ died for every single one of those sins. Jesus Christ paid the penalty for all those sins. And so all of that junk that Jonah was spewing out towards God, all of that is forgiven and, better than that, forgotten in the mind of God in Hebrews 8 and verse 12. God not only forgives you, but he doesn't even remember it. It's over. It's past. Never to bring it up again. Never to hold it against you. Never to say, but don't you remember that time back in April? Never does he go back there. People do. People remember your past, but God never, never brings it up again. Whoever God forgives, he also forgets it. It's past. It's just as if you didn't sin at all. It's past. It's gone. So now in the book of Jonah, if you turn there, Jonah 3 and verse 1, says this, "Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time." Thank God he doesn't give up after the first time. He came the second time. "I asked you once to do this. You disobeyed, but I'm asking again. And if you disobeyed again, I would ask again. And then I would ask again. And then I would ask again. I don't give up on you. I don't leave or forsake you. I don't call it quits. I don't say three strikes, you're out."
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Portions of WCNO's broadcast day are underwritten by Palm Beach Ironworks, specializing in structural steel fabrication and installation.